We have 5 hours worth of show. And
about 40 or 52 minutes, okay? Well, at least the Hawks won.
Yeah.
At least they won. And by the way, we are live. This is not Memorex. We've been waiting patiently, and Joe Brand was so funny. He says, I'm sorry, they just went into overtime. We know. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up because I get a really long pregame show. But it was an exciting game.
It was an exciting game. If you check our Facebook page, you can see one of the pictures we put up while we were just hanging out here.
Yeah.
And if you scroll down to our through our Facebook page, and it's facebook.com/Steve and Johnny Show, you'll see some of the other things that we were putting up while we were flying back from Florida.
Yes, we just
did that.
And that
was an interesting experience.
It was, but
anytime you're in the airport and there's a fire,
and the
that
fire
gets
department.
Your attention.
Yeah, when the fire department rushes in and says, back up, everyone. We want you to be safe. Okay. There was a fire in the wall at the grill where everybody was buying their coffee. And I think that was the worst part of it. People were going, but I have to have coffee. And the firemen are going, we know, people. Just back up. We'll get this under control.
Just lighten up.
Yes.
Well, we do have a bunch of things planned and very little time to do them. So we should jump to our first guest.
Yay! Our first guest with us in the studio is the musical mentalist, prognosticator.
Who should have known that all was not going to be as it had been planned.
He admitted that he should have known there would be a delay. He's a best-selling author. He's a mind power speaker, musician, fabulous dresser, all-around nice guy. We're tickled to have Sidney Friedman with us in the studio tonight.
I dress nice late at night at 1 a.m.
Yeah, well, you never know who you're going to run into, right, Sidney? Yes.
Great to be here, Stephen.
Well, thank you so much. You've
Again.
Got a couple of shows coming up in the month of March.
Right.
And these are shows open to the public because you do a lot of corporate things all around the country and even in Europe.
Yeah.
But this is open to the public to find out what Sidney is all about.
March 4th at the Gorton Center, G-O-R-T-O-N, Gorton Center up in Lake Forest, Illinois. So all of you folks up in the burbs. That's this coming Saturday.
Now, is that okay for families to attend?
Yeah. Bring the kids.
And freak them out.
Bring the grandparents.
Right.
And don't bring the dogs and cats.
Yeah.
But, it's a nice theater they have there, 350 seats of
really?
Some sort. Yeah. And they were getting close to sold out, but it's there's some seats left.
I'm not familiar with the Gorton, G-O-R-T-O-N.
Taylor Swift sells out her tickets in the first 2 minutes that they're on sale. I do sell out, but it's always the last 2 minutes.
Okay.
That I'm selling out.
All right. So if you want to see Sidney perform, you need to get your tickets this week.
Anyway. And then on the 15th in the city at Carnival.
Yes.
The Bill Maravitz owned restaurant operation.
Yeah.
Fabulous place. And they have a secret room in the back called the Alley. And they actually bring you around to the back alley, and you go in a secret door from the alley and up a freight elevator, down a hallway,
really?
And then into a speakeasy environment.
Oh, that's fun.
And it's theater in the round. I do it completely surrounded. This way you know there are no trapdoors or mirrors or funny business going on.
And your show is called Secrets.
And it's called Secrets.
There you are in the secret room.
Because I do talk about the secrets of how I do what I do, and not only demonstrate my mentalism feats, mind-reading, telepathy, but I explain
how you do it.
What is that like doing a theater in the round? Does that alter your presentation?
I have to. Most of the time around those more what we call proscenium theater stage like this, but I love this because then more people are intimately.
Yeah, and you're feeling their presence around you, right?
So, but I just quickly adapted to it. And I wanted to do it that way because you rarely see this kind of show.
Checking my calendar, the 15th show is a Wednesday night.
That's a Wednesday,
right? And that's a 7:30 show.
Yeah, in the alley there, they do it's sort of a pop-up thing where they do only on Wednesdays, maybe a couple Wednesdays a month, and they'll have a jazz program one time and a whatever. And they've had me last year several times in the summer and fall, and now we're bringing it back again.
Cool.
We've sold all of them out so far.
Well, I'm glad it's on a Wednesday because some Wednesday we're going to be able to sneak over there. You know, doing these Saturday night shows, we can't go to the Saturday night shows.
But,
well, for people who don't know you, they've not heard you on our show, they've not seen you on The View or The Today Show or WGN TV or all over the country. We say that you're a mentalist, and that means what, Sidney?
It means someone who uses their... a magician does sleight of hand. This is sleight of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who uses their mind power. And I was on, a couple months back, and we did a few things with you.
We did a freaky-deaky thing with our production guy, Ernie, and he still talks about the fact...
Ernie is still freaked out.
Right. Yeah, I think I remember exactly what I did with him, because a magician would handle the deck of cards and have you choose one. And then a magician, by holding them, he could do some kind of sleight with it to figure out your card. But the cards were entirely in his hand.
That's right.
I didn't touch them, yet I figured out which one he was thinking of.
So. That's right. Yeah. Well, you got a big jar of jelly beans in front of you tonight. What's that all about?
Well, maybe we can do that when we come back. I'll
okay. Because I'm thinking, he brought us some Easter treats.
I know. Yeah, right. There we go. Early
all
Easter.
Right.
But
I'm thinking this is the lead into a joke. A mentalist with a jar of jelly beans walks into his studio.
Well, it could be a good country song, too, if you think about it. And Sydney's also a musician. Now, when you're at the carnival, are you able to integrate music into
your show? I do something called music mind reading.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm called the musical mentalist.
I've seen you do that on Channel 9.
Or the psychic of sound, or the Kreskin of the keyboard.
The psychic of sound.
Or the instrumentalist.
I love that.
There you go. I had to think hard to get those... figure those out. But anyway, so people in the audience, think of songs. It could be any song from any era, as long as it's not your high school football song that nobody knows. But it should be a popular song, of which there are thousands of hit songs years.
And then you sit there at the
piano. And then I sit there and I try to sense what they are. And I did this one year. I came in on New Year's Eve.
Right.
I brought
New Year's Eve. Yes.
We did this with you here.
And we had a gang of musicians in here, too. And they're all backing up going, okay, we're not worthy because we can't do that. Wow.
Yeah, you always have great musicians in here.
Oh,
really
yeah.
So that's a major part of the show and other things that are music related as well. So,
well, Sidney Friedman is one of our favorite guests, and we're thrilled to have him in studio with us tonight. And he's going to demonstrate what he does at his shows. And one's coming up on March 4th and March 15th. We give you all the details again, so stay with us here on WGN.
Doing a five-hour show in, what do we figure, 50 minutes?
Yes.
So we have to talk fast.
And we are live. This is not Memorex. And we're happy that you guys are sticking around after the Hawks win tonight. We're here every Saturday night after the Hawks games, and then when the season's over with, our show will start at 9 o'clock in the evening from 9 until 2 a.m.
That's going to be in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, just a couple. Well, sometime in April, I guess.
Well, that's
right,
a couple weeks.
You're right. Sidney Friedman is with us in the studio. He's the mind guy, talking about reading your mind. But more importantly, what Sidney does in his show is, in an entertaining way, he explains to you how these things are done. No hocus pocus, right,
Sidney? Exactly.
Yeah. And you were given the Dunninger Award back in 21.
Yes.
And the cool thing about Dunninger, I can recall reading about him. He did stuff on the radio in the 30s. He was doing magic on the radio.
Right. Mentalism.
Yeah.
In the 50s, actually, just technically. And he was also on Ed Sullivan and things like that a few times, too. But he was really well known back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was very important reward that, or award that you received.
Kinda,
it's like the Oscars.
Magical arts, it's kind of like the Oscars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Well, you said
people like Kreskin and Uri Geller and people of that sort.
Oh, those
of
guys.
Yeah. Those guys.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You said you needed
to
call.
Somehow they fit me in there.
If you would like to participate with us tonight, 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. We'll take a caller. And Andrew, you're new to this, so this in no way, shape, or form has been staged. You're just going to take a random caller, right? I like to say that so people don't say, oh, well, Sidney had somebody call in so that they would know what the answer was. Not the case at all. So 312-981-7200 if you'd like to.
While we're waiting for that, maybe Steve, do you want to grab this?
What am I grabbing?
It's a dice.
Or do we call it a die since it's a single? It's a single dice.
Okay, we'll just try something with this.
It is
Is it hot?
I'm looking at it.
You're holding it.
It's from a game.
Yeah,
I don't even know if it's a Vegas dice, but it's.
It's a die.
A die, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The real thing.
And all you have to do, without me seeing it, and I'll turn away too, you can do it on your desk, is just kind of shake it in your hand and then let it drop on your desk and cover it up so no one can see it, and then look at what number comes up on top. But don't tell me what the number is.
Yep.
and just keep thinking of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 3.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Let's do it one more time just to make sure.
Wait, I want to do it.
I'm warming up here.
Okay.
I want to do it.
Okay. I want to be on the receiving end of this.
So,
okay.
So the folks at home, they're holding a die.
Mm-hmm. And I've got it behind the counter so he can't see it.
He can't see it.
And here we go.
Cover with your hands and just make sure.
Okay.
And just think of it. Well, you're more important than Steve, John, you are, so it's going to be a higher number than three.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be the 4, 5, or 6. I'm going to say 4. Is it 4?
It's 4. It's 4. Look at that. It's 4.
That's freaky.
Freaky deaky. You're absolutely right. And I love the fact that Sydney always says, now I'm going to turn away because you've got a lot of glass in here. I don't want to see any reflections.
Yeah, I want to keep it as test conditions as possible.
As if you could see reflections.
That's the kind of thing you won't see anywhere else.
So. My goodness.
Yeah.
And this is a simple little trick, but I don't know how you would explain that. Number one, you got it right. I'm important.
Right. Now, I have full disclosure.
I think if he told us, he'd have to kill us.
I performed earlier tonight, so I'm really warmed up. Now, early tonight, I was doing this, and we did it 4 times. I missed on one of them, got 3 of them. So I do miss, but I'm warmed up, so we got both of them.
But
so.
When it comes to being correct, you have an incredible track record when it comes to predicting Oscar winners. And the crazy thing is, you haven't seen the movies.
Right. I don't.
You don't have time.
I don't. I'll see them a year or two after they come out or whatever. But yeah.
But don't you have like an 85% track record?
It's around. It used to be up in the 90%, but it's around 87% now. So it slipped a little bit.
That's still pretty impressive.
Yeah. And I predict things like hair and makeup and sound design and things that are just bizarre.
Yeah.
And some, I don't know who the people are or what, you know.
Well, we call those categories our tiebreakers at home when we have our little competition.
Right,
we say, okay, we've got to have something as a tiebreaker. We'll go with hair and makeup or costumes or something like that.
Yeah.
But you predict those. And I mean, if you had a 60% track record,
I'll give you a few for this year if you want.
Oh, lay it on us.
It's just a few. I brought them with me just since you brought it up here. Best picture, though, I think everyone's predicting this. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I'm getting there.
Kind of makes me sad, but
Best Actress, Cate Blanchett.
Really?
Yeah. Now, most people are picking something different for this, but a Best Director, I've got Steven Spielberg. But I think the director of that Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is the one who's favored. But
honestly,
I often pick the ones who aren't favored and they come in. So. Best Actor, Austin Butler.
Yeah.
For Elvis. Elvis. He won the BAFTA.
Yeah.
Okay. And Best Supporting Actor, I apologize because I may not get this name right. Ke Huy Quan. He was in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Best Cinematography, All Quiet on the Western Front.
Really?
They're all beautifully filmed. So. Costume design will be for Elvis, the movie Elvis.
Oh.
Right.
And Andrew, save these. We'll play these back.
Yeah. And Best Animated Short, The Boy, The Mole, The Fox, and The Horse. And Best International Film, All Quiet on the Western Front on that one, too. So
I guess
those are just a few of them.
I was unfamiliar with All Quiet on the Western Front being done again.
Yeah.
I got to get with the program before the Oscars.
That's kind of a big deal.
Now let's do the National Book Awards, okay?
Sydney Friedman is our guest. So when you do that, do you just kind of meditate and
If sports, I have no idea what will happen. I had no idea what would happen with the Hawks game tonight. I have no idea. I don't know. Super Bowl, no clue.
Really?
I don't know what it is. But for some reason, the Oscars and Grammys, I'm pretty good but not great. But Oscars, for some reason, I just have a knack for it.
Don't
know.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, in Vegas, they could make buck on you, for sure. All right.
312-981-7200 is the number, and we wanted a caller, and that would be Stacy.
All right.
Hi, Stacy. Hello, Stacy.
Hello, Stacy.
Okay, let me try. Something else? Let me do...
We're warming up the studio.
Stacy going once?
Hmm.
Stacy going twice?
Hang in there, Stacy.
We love you, Stacy, if you're there.
One more time. Stacy.
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, there you are. Okay.
We had to push all the magic buttons, Stacey. Apologize for that.
Hello again, Sydney and Steve and Johnny.
Hi there.
Hi, now, Stacey.
So you're going to play along with us, right?
Yeah. So here's the thing. I've got a jar of jelly beans here. It's about a foot tall and maybe 6 inches wide on all sides. There are fewer than 10,000 jelly beans in there, and there's probably more than 1,000. Mm-hmm. And I brought this because one of the first feats that I ever did, it was when I was about 9 years old. There was a restaurant in the town that I grew up in where they had a jar like, you've probably seen this sometimes, mm-hmm. and they had slips of paper next to it, and this is at the cashier's stand, mm-hmm. and everyone, if you wanted to, you filled out a slip and put you guessed how many jelly beans were there. If you guessed it spot on, you'd get once a month they'd give a dinner for four.
Okay.
So my dad's filling out the slip one time when we're leaving the restaurant, and I said, I know how many are in there. And he goes, you do? I said, yeah. He says, how many? And so I gave him a number. He wrote it in. 2 weeks later, we get a call that we won.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's the first time I ever treated anyone to dinner. And the last time I ever treated. Haven't done it.
So now you're the guest, right?
Right. So here's what we have. So here's what we're going to do. And Stacey, you'll be part of this. And I need one of you, maybe a John. Do you have your cell phone there?
I do.
Pull out your calculator like I have
on
your cell phone.
Okay, got it right in front of me.
Because we're going to add up some numbers.
Okay.
And we're going to try to predict how many are in here all together.
Okay.
Actually, I've already predicted it, but we're going to try to see if we match the prediction.
All right, here we go.
I actually have the exact number in here, and we'll see if we get close. Now, if we get spot on, that would be amazing. Hopefully, if we get even within five, you got to give me credit for that.
Okay. Now, right? Have you documented somewhere what the exact number
yeah,
is?
Yeah, it's actually inside.
It's inside the lid.
Inside the lid right over
here.
Okay,
here we go.
So do you have it zeroed out?
I got my calculator.
Okay, good. So, Johnny, give me like a year of a favorite that a favorite song of yours came out. Any year, two-digit year.
Two digits, 59.
Yeah. 59, so mm-hmm. type in 59.
59.
And then press plus.
Okay.
And then Steve, give me mm-hmm. a two-digit year of any...
56.
Oh, 56, okay. And press equals.
Okay.
Okay, looks like I've got 115 mm-hmm. there. Okay.
All right,
and then Stacey... Give me your shoe size. If it's a half size, go up to the next one so it's an
your
even number.
Your shoe size in a whole number.
A seven.
Seven. So we're gonna press times seven.
Mm-hmm.
And we should get a number there. And then I'm going to need from Johnny any random number between eight and between two and 12.
10.
10. Okay, so let's multiply. We'll multiply by 10.
Okay.
And we should come out with 8,050. Is mm-hmm. that what you...
Correct, I'm 8,050.
Is that what you got? Okay,
yep.
Good. Now let's just... and Stacey, you gave us a shoe size. And Johnny, you gave us... we got...
Years.
Years, and we got years of these songs and so forth. And so this... Let me just make sure we got the... Yeah, I think we got the right... I'm just checking the math here. Good. Yeah, 8,050.
Right.
All right.
We're on the same page.
So there's no way I could have known what numbers you'd call mm-hmm. or what years. Yours went way back to the 50s.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know, Stacey, a lot of women have shoe sizes that are a 6 or an 8 or
right.
whatever. We don't know. Now, inside, I'm going to open up this jar here right at the top.
Okay.
Okay, and my hands are completely empty.
Right.
Steve and Johnny can
right.
verify
mm-hmm.
that. I'm not,
so my right. calculator says 8,050.
I'm going to show you all sides of this here, and I'm going to just unscrew the top.
Oh, my gosh.
Right here.
He's unscrewing the top on the jelly bean
And you'll
bean
see
jar.
There's going to be a slip of paper in the top there.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's nothing else in there. And it's right in here, and it says...
Stacey!
And it's printed. It's not written. It's actually printed on there.
8,050. Oh, my gosh.
That's freaky.
Holy smokes. Now, if you had worn a size 6, we would have been out of luck. But you're size 7.
Right. Or if you had said a different year of a song of yours and so forth.
That's... Oh, my gosh. That is crazy. Hey, Stacey, hang on for a second. We're going to get some information and send you a retro WGN T-shirt. For participating
thank
tonight. Thank you. Hang on for
thank
a second.
Stacey, nice to meet you.
Oh, man, that is freaky deaky.
Very, very freaky. And I was taking a picture while you were doing that, and during the news, that will be posted on Facebook. And so we're going to shut up, and we'll be back after the news. Stay with us.